Okay, then.
One minute. Okay, are we ready to begin?
Sounds good to me, Michael.
We have our city attorney. Think we're good to go.
Okay.
I'm not being mysterious, but my camera is broken, so you'll have to look at my name.
Happened to me last meeting.
Yeah,
No,
funny
no.
thing, I had it replaced a week ago. Not
Oh,
much, not worth the
well, there's a
money.
cat instead of
Yep. That's
Okay.
me. That's me. It's my wife's cat, for the record.
Well,
with that, I'll start off with a special notice regarding COVID-19. Please be advised that in accordance with Governor Gavin Newsom's executive orders N-25-20 and N-29-20, this meeting will not be accessible to the public to promote social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic. Ensure the safety of the public, planning commission and staff. In-person public participation at meetings of the planning commission will not be allowed during the time covered by the above referenced executive orders. With that, I'd like to convene and call the planning commission meeting of June 23rd, 2021. And with that, can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Commissioner Pease, can you lead us?
Certainly. Everyone, join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin. I pledge
I
allegiance
pledge allegiance
to the
to the
flag
flag.
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, undivided, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Pease.
Of course.
Next, roll call. Recording secretary, can you please take roll?
Yes. Pease.
Present.
Singh. Commissioner Singh. You're muted.
Commissioner Singh, you might be unmuted.
I'll move on. Darnell?
Sorry, there's some issues with my audio. I'm back. Present. Thanks.
Okay. Darnell? Absent. Bernstein?
Present.
Masterson?
Present.
Thank you.
With that, we'll move on to the approval of the minutes. Do we have a motion on this?
I will move to approve the minutes of June the 9th, as delivered to us.
With
a second.
Is that for the Planning Commission or the Planning Commission Housing Elements minutes or both?
Can we do both?
Mr. Chair, I would probably do them separately, each one.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. So Mr. Bernstein, can you restate the first item?
Yes, I move we approve the minutes for the Planning Commission meeting of June the 9th as delivered.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Our recording secretary, can we take a vote?
Pease?
I vote yes.
Singh?
I vote yes.
Bernstein?
I vote yes.
Masterson?
I'm going to abstain just because I was not present at the last meeting.
Okay, motion carries 3-1 with Masterson abstaining and Darnell absent.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion on the next approval of the minute?
So moved.
Second.
Can we take a vote on that?
Yes. Pease?
I vote yes.
Singh?
I vote yes.
Bernstein?
I vote yes.
Masterson?
I abstain.
Motion carries 3-1 with Masterson abstaining and Darnell absent.
Thank you. Moving on to public comment. There's a 5 minutes. If there's anyone in the public who'd like to comment on an item not listed on the agenda, there's a 5-minute time limit for those who wish to address the Planning Commission. Director Brantley or Mr. Farnsworth, do we see anybody in the public who wishes to speak on any item not on the agenda?
Chair Masterson, at this time, there are no members of the public, let alone members of the public who would like to speak.
That's what I figured. Okay. Perfect. Next item, waiving reading in full of all resolutions on the agenda. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Recording secretary, can we take a vote?
Keith?
I vote yes.
Singh? Bernstein?
I vote yes.
Masterson?
I vote yes.
Okay. Yes.
I'm back. Zero.
Thank you. Moving on, public hearings. We have none. So moving on to new business. Sign request 2021-02 in and out. Director Brantley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In Mr. Raymer's absence, who was our project manager for this particular matter, Mr. Farnsworth will be giving the staff report.
Thank you, Chair Masterson and members of the Planning Commission. The application before you tonight is a sign request 2021 for a monument sign to be installed for the In-N-Out Burger at the southwest corner of Lemon Drive and Olinda Street. This application also includes a request for a sign program to allow for an increase in the allowed sign height and sign size from 42 inches and 20 square feet to 72 inches and 48 square feet, respectively. I did want to clarify one thing. In the request, it does say to construct two monument-style identification signs. The request is actually just to install one monument sign located at this location off of Imperial Highway. I've included here on the PowerPoint, and it's in the packet as well, what that monument sign will look like. It's a double-faced sign, typical In-N-Out Burger sign that I'm sure you've seen plenty of times before. The sign complies with all of the development standards, so long as the approval of the sign program is put into place. The city's traffic engineer has reviewed this, and there are no concerns related to the location of the sign. Will not cause any impacts with site visibility. And aside from that, it complies with all the rest of the city's development standards, and the recommendation this evening would be to approve by minute motion sign request 2021-02 with conditions. And I'm happy to take any questions if there are any.
Commissioner Pease.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nate, I did have a question. Will the sign be illuminated?
I believe the sign will be illuminated.
That says it's internally illuminated.
I'm just, yeah, looking through the notes. Yeah, internally, yeah, it'll be illuminated, which okay. is fairly typical.
Okay, and is this the largest sign that they can put out or put up? I mean, is this the maximum square footage that is allowed under our code?
Well, this, so the code allows for an increase. The code has a restriction on the size limitation for the sign, which is in part why they're requesting the sign program to allow for a larger sign. We feel like the proposed sign type based on the code restrictions or the standard code language would probably not feel in context with what you might expect for an in and out type of sign. And so the code does allow for the creation of a sign program to allow for an increase in the size of the sign. And they have proposed to do that. And we feel like it's in keeping with the with what you might expect for this type of a sign along Imperial Highway.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But yes, if you were to just go with the sign height, for example, that's allowed within the code, there's a 42-inch maximum height for the sign. They have proposed to increase that to 72 inches through the creation of the sign program. And then you would also be limited to 20 square feet max for the sign area, and they've proposed 48 square feet. So if I go back to the sign, you can see on here, this is a 6-foot high sign is what they're proposing. We have lots of other signs in the monument, in the street along, monument signs throughout the city along, especially along Imperial and Yorba Linda Boulevard that are in the 6-foot high sign range. In fact, at the last meeting, the Chevron sign that you were reviewing was at least 6 feet. So this is not uncommon to have 6-foot high signs in the as monument signs.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Nate. I must have phrased my question incorrectly. I'm wondering if under the sign program, they could actually put in a bigger sign, or is this the biggest they can put in?
This would be the biggest that they could put in. Okay. So the 72 inches, they're hitting that height limit.
Okay.
And then the square footage of the sign. Let me look at the notes on this one to see exactly what the square footage is, but it's about that. Yeah, it falls right in with the parameters of the square footage.
Okay, I just want to make sure that the sign is visible and can be seen from Placentia.
you'll have to get one of those ones that they have from Las Vegas. Where
yeah, neon, yeah, announcing this entrance into the city. Okay, that was my question, thank you.
Okay, gotcha.
Any other commissioners have any questions?
No.
Nate, is the applicant or representative on the?
I do not see the applicant on here. I am assuming that Mr. Raymer has been in conversation with the applicant. Given the fact that there's a sign program request in here, that would be a request from the applicant that's been proposed in here. I'm going to assume that the applicant has reviewed all the conditions of approval. Mr. Raymer does a pretty good job of reaching out to the applicants to ask them to review those conditions of approval. And since they're not here, I'm assuming that they've got no problem with those conditions of approval.
Okay, great. Recording Secretary, have you received any public comments on this item?
No, we did not, Chairman.
Okay. And Nate, I don't believe anyone from the public on the call?
We still have no one from the public that has joined us.
Okay. Well, then I think with that, would someone like to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Even though I'd like the sign to be bigger and more prominent, I do move that the Planning Commission approve by minute motion sign request 2021-02 with conditions.
Do we have second. A second? Thank you, Mr. Bernstein. Recording Secretary, can you please take a vote?
Yes. Steve?
I vote yes.
Singh?
I vote yes.
Bernstein?
I vote yes.
Masterson?
I vote yes.
Motion carries unanimously 4-0.
Thank you.
And the Planning Commission's decision is final unless appealed to the City Council within 15 days.
Okay, moving on to item number 4, Government Code Section Number 65402, finding regarding the vacation of drainage easement. Director Brandon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This also was Mr. Raymer's case, but I will go ahead and provide a brief report. This is a request for a general plan conformity finding for proposed vacation of a storm drain easement along the right side and rear boundaries of a property that sits on the south side of Imperial Highway, just south of sort of the undercrossing for Kellogg Drive off of Short Street. Property's vacant presently. It was subdivided, last year, I believe, for single family development. And presumably, since these easements have been determined as unnecessary and surplus by our engineering division, the applicant has requested the city to vacate these. We have reviewed the request with applicable general plan policies, and absent any need for these easements for any public storm drain purposes, staff did conclude that the proposed vacation would be consistent with the general plan. And we provided the Planning Commission with a resolution to that effect for your adoption. And I'm available for any questions. And I know that our senior civil engineer from our engineering division, Regina Hugh, is also here if you have any questions from the engineering side of things.
Do any of the commissioners have any questions for staff?
I just have one quick one.
Yes.
I had a hard time reading or understanding what was sent. Is there more than one property in this area, or does this just, you know, give the easement to one property and others are not getting it? I didn't quite understand.
It's actually a vacation of an existing easement. So it affects
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It affects just the one property, parcel 3.
Parcel 3. Okay.
Looking at the graphic to the upper right of that, there's another parcel. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And is there a reason
there are two
we're not vacating? Right, got it. So is there some reason that we're not vacating all of that?
I am not sure, but I believe Ms. Hugh is on the meeting and can perhaps respond to that question.
I don't think the applicant, the other owners and applicant didn't request the other easements. He only requested to build on this one. So
would it not be a benefit to the city at some point to vacate them all if we're only maintaining them to no use for the city?
We could consider it when it's being requested, but right now I don't think we don't typically propose for the owners to take it over.
There are certain costs involved, Mr. Chairman, for the preparation of engineered documents to effectuate a vacation. And I think that historically the city has, to the extent we can, relied on private property owners to come forward and request these vacations. And I believe, correct me if I'm not correct, Ms. Hugh, that the engineered exhibits are prepared by the property owner that's requesting the vacation.
Correct. They're going through grading and engineering review right now. So it hasn't been approved, but they have plans to develop that area. So that's why they requested it.
So the costs associated with preparing the exhibits are absorbed because they're already doing development. And so the city doesn't incur any costs to prepare those engineered exhibits. So I think that's probably the reason why we don't proactively go and address the other two properties as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Great. Okay. Thank you. That makes perfect sense.
A question, please.
Yes, Commissioner Singh.
Thank you. So I'm understanding that the owner of the 6022, did they request the removal of this, or was it, because I see the applicant is City of Yorba Linda, and nowhere in the document do I see that the request was done by the owner of the parcel. I'm just curious.
It was actually requested by the owner, but I think the engineering, I guess we approached the planning department to go through this.
Chairman, even if it's requested by a third party, it's our easement, and we're the ones that have to make the 65402 finding, so that the applicant would be the city.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That was it.
Okay. I guess with that, recording secretary, have we received any public comments on this item?
No, we did not.
Is there anyone in the public out there who wants to speak on this item?
Fellow members of the public.
Great. With that, do we have a motion?
Before you do a motion, may I ask one more question, please?
Yes, Commissioner Singh, please.
Just again, curious, would it be more appropriate if anywhere in the document it would be added that this was requested at the request of the owner, or it doesn't matter? That city is not taking this action on its own. There was a request from the owner, although the applicant is the city, understandable.
We have a follow-up council item in July and to vacate this property, and that we are putting as the owner, as requesting it.
Hey, Commissioner Singh, if I could just add, particular action is very narrowly tailored to the question of whether or not this proposal to vacate this easement would be inconsistent with the general plan. That's really the Planning Commission's scope of review. It's more the province of the council to decide whether or not to vacate easements. And that's a whole nother process that goes before the council. So, you know, whether or not it was asked by the applicant or, you know, prompted, you know, initiated by the city itself isn't really germane to the scope of the Planning Commission's review with the 65402 finding.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
With that, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move the Planning Commission adopt the attached resolution finding that the proposed vacation of the subject drainage easement conforms to the Yorba Linda general plan as required by state government code section number 65402.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Pease. Our recording secretary, can you please take a vote?
Yes, Pease.
I vote yes.
Singh.
I'm with you.
Masterson.
I vote yes.
Bernstein.
I vote yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
And I believe that this is a finding rather than an action. So it really isn't subject to appeal unless I'm incorrect on that note, Mr. Litvin.
Nope, no appeal.
Got it.
Excellent. With that, we'll move on to item number 5, government code section number 65103C and 65401 regarding approval of capital improvement program for fiscal years 2021, 2022 through 2027 and 2028. Director Brantley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the commission may recall doing this a couple of years ago with the prior budget. Pursuant to the reference government code sections, this is essentially the very same thing as we did in the prior action. We're simply finding that the list of capital improvement projects that are proposed for the next 7-year capital improvement program are consistent with the city's general plan. In the past, we brought this forward and we had some comments from the Planning Commission to the effect that, they were sort of more comfortable with this item going to the City Council first, either in preliminary review form or after approval, final approval. Since the planning, or rather the City Council ultimately has authority over which CIP projects to include in the capital improvement program and which ones to exclude. And so we wanted to be able to give you, serve this up to you for a general plan consistency finding after the council has weighed in, so that you feel comfortable that you're making the general plan consistency finding on a list of projects that the council has already vetted. So that's the case in this instance. This particular time around, the capital improvement program, which includes 66 different projects. Many of them are on the tier one list, which, are essentially funded and planned to move forward during the 7-year cycle, as well as some projects that are on what is referred to as the tier two list. Those are unfunded generally and, would be programmed commensurate with identified funding sources over the term of the CIP program or even farther into the future. So we attached the City Council staff report from their last meeting when they actually adopted the CIP budget and also the list of projects. So the staff report for that particular item was attached to your staff report, again, in the interest of ensuring that you know where the council sort of stands relative to this list of projects, and they've approved it. So at this time, what staff is requesting is for you to find that the list of projects is consistent with the city's general plan. Staff has reviewed the list of projects and determined that none of the projects are inconsistent with the general plan, with one minor exception. And it really isn't a question of being inconsistent with the general plan per se. There is one capital improvement project. It's a intersection improvement project at the intersection of Savvy Ranch Parkway and Yorba Linda Boulevard, Weir Canyon. The joint project that we're working on with the city of Anaheim to make some circulation improvements that will help with congestion and circulation within that vicinity. In order for the County of Orange to sanction that proposed project, they do want, will be adding it to the master plan of arterial highways. And in order to preserve local funding under Measure M, local agency circulation elements need to be consistent with the master plan of arterial highways. So we do anticipate bringing back a general plan amendment in the near future to reclassify within our circulation element of the general plan that particular area of planned improvements. And so that would align the city circulation element exhibit in the general plan with the master plan of Arturo Highways master plan. However, it doesn't mean that that particular project is inconsistent with the general plan. There are a number of policies in the general plan that speak to, you know, providing roadways that are designed adequately to accommodate traffic and to enhance circulation, public safety, et cetera. And the goals of the project are most certainly in line with all of those general plan policies. So just wanted to clarify that that particular minor change to the circulation element is part of what ultimately is proposed with this project. And we will be bringing that back to you in the coming months in order to, you know, just clean that up and make it's more of a housekeeping item than anything. But overall, staff concludes that the CIP list is consistent with the general plan, and we've provided a resolution to that effect for your consideration this evening. And I'm available for any additional questions, as well as Ms. Hugh from our engineering department. I believe Director Jamie Lai, Public Works Director Jamie Lai, is also on the call if you have any other questions in that regard. Thank you.
Do any commissioners have a question for staff?
Mr. Chairman, can I ask two quick questions?
Yes, Commissioner Bernstein.
Thanks. Is it just me, or is it hard to tell which are Tier 1 and which are Tier 2 projects? And my second question is, as I peruse the list, I mean, it's great. I was just curious to know what the, it looks like Community Center Wedding Plaza is.
The Community Center Wedding Plaza, I believe, is a project proposed by our Parks and Recreation Division, which would provide certain enhancements to the Community Center to create a more accommodating space for weddings. As you know, one of the common activities that our Parks and Rec department offers through the Community Center is a venue for weddings to occur. And I think that the proposal there is to create a more inviting space for weddings to be conducted. And similar to what we have up at Black Gold, if you've been up there and you've seen them, you know, the space that is adjacent to the Black Gold Golf Clubhouse where weddings are conducted. So there are a CIP project that would attempt to create a similar space at the Community Center in order to add value to the Community Center for wedding venue purposes.
Thank you. More specifically, I guess my question was, is this a portion of the exterior of the building, like part of the front lawn, or do you know?
I don't have specifics on what the actual scope of work is. I'm shooting from the hip.
Okay, that's all right.
David, this is Todd. I do know about that. It's Commissioner, it's outside, I think, over to the west portion of the building. There's going to be a little decorative garden gazebo area over there to look something nice. Hopefully that's where I can have my second wedding, but I probably shouldn't talk about that.
Well, it is near the senior center though, so that may work just fine.
You know, that was pretty funny. I'm going to remember that.
All right. Thank you guys for that. And then My other question was, how do we differentiate between Tier 1 and Tier 2 based on what we have, or
Yeah, I was going to ask for a little help on that from our folks from engineering. I'm not sure on the attachment to the staff report where the distinguishing information is as to tier one versus tier two projects.
Good evening, commissioners. I don't think that was included. I think it was separate. So that's why you don't see it.
Okay.
I believe it's, did you have specific questions? What was that?
So the project list of tier two and tier three are commingled on the same list.
For me, that doesn't affect my vote tonight, but I still would like to have that information in the near future, if that's possible.
Absolutely. Be happy to pass that on to the commission.
Thanks.
Okay, any other questions from the commissioners?
I think I have the same question. How do we know which tier, which part of this tier one, tier two? So would appreciate if you can pass the information on. Thank you.
Okay. Reporting Secretary, did we receive any public comments on this?
No, we did not, Chairman.
Okay. Once again, is there any public comment wishes to speak on this?
Still no members of the public.
Okay. With that, do we have a motion on this item?
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I move the Planning Commission by minute motion certify the proposed 2021-2022 to 2027-2028, capital improvement program is consistent with the city's general plan.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Sir Pease, can we take a vote, please?
Yes. Pease?
I vote yes.
Singh?
I vote yes.
Bernstein?
I vote yes.
Masterson?
I vote yes.
Motion carried 4-0.
I'm assuming, Director Brantley, this is not any type of an appealable or any item like that.
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Moving on, item number 6, consideration of cancellation of the August meeting. Director Brantley.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Historically, in the month of August, the commission has gone dark either the second meeting in August or the first meeting in August. I think historically the second meeting in August might have been the one that you normally would go dark on. However, there was a comment last year, I believe from Commissioner Darnell, that perhaps there might be a preference for the first meeting in August. So we wanted to bring the question back to the commission and ask you what your preference was relative to going dark one of the meetings in August.
I know for me personally, I am planning a vacation the last week of August. So I would prefer to go dark on that one. Oh, Commissioner Pease, see your hand up there.
Yeah, I was going to say, since I don't have young kids anymore, I'm totally neutral. So I don't want to bias or prejudice this conversation. Whatever the consensus is, I'm good with.
You know, it's always that break from summer camp to start of school.
Exactly.
We have to go on vacation.
You have that window of opportunity you have to take advantage of.
Just like spring break. We have to go on vacation for spring break now.
Exactly.
Commissioner Singh?
I'm neutral. Doesn't matter. By the way, I didn't have this item 6 in my packet. Is that something I'm supposed to have? Or this one?
It's just listed on the agenda as a discussion point. There's no staff report or anything.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm neutral either way.
Commissioner Bernstein.
Yeah, I'm neutral. In a way, since Commissioner Darnell brought this up, I kind of wish we had her on the meeting for her opinion. However, since you're our chairman, I think I might defer to having you at all of our meetings. So I think I might go with your opinion, Chair Masterson.
So
yeah, I'll second that.
So do we actually, are we actually voting on this right now?
You can.
Okay. Well then, is that a motion from Bernstein and a second from Pease?
That is. Yes.
Check.
And that's the, if I may, Mr. Chairman, that is for the August 25th, 2021 meeting.
Excellent. Let's take a vote.
Eve?
I vote yes.
Singh?
I vote yes.
Bernstein?
I vote yes.
Masterson?
I vote yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on, old business. Director Brantley, any old business?
No, sir.
Director's report.
I'll keep it very short. I have no report.
You know, I'll suck up some of David's time. I don't know.
Go for it.
Just for your information, OCOG, which is the Orange County Council of Governments, I think that's what it stands for.
Yes.
They actually filed a lawsuit against HCD to get the SCAG allocation thrown out. So FYI, that was filed, and we'll see where it goes.
I had a question. Director Brantley, on our next Planning Commission meeting, are you guys going to be bringing back some housing sites that are potentially going to be that we're going to have to vote on upzoning or a plan? I know I missed last week's update, but I just wanted an update on that.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So the plan is to bring back a firmed up sites inventory and also have a discussion about the assigned densities that staff has applied to them. And you've seen these preliminarily already. And then also, I believe that we're going to be bringing the policies and certain programs discussion from the housing element document, draft document as well for your review. And I think we're hoping to ask you to give us the direction to send that up to the council afterwards in draft form so that they could also weigh in on it and then also give us the direction to send our draft up to HCD so that they could begin looking at our draft housing element. We need to have a fairly firmed up site inventory list in order to do that. So, you know, we're looking to do that at the next Planning Commission meeting. And Nate, do you have anything to add to that? I mean, we could also, you know, maybe recap, you know, the discussions that we've had. I mean, we've had just a lot of meetings with individual property owners over the last couple of weeks as well. Nate, you want to fill in the blanks a little bit on that?
Well, I think you've hit most of the high points on that. So we have had a number of individual property owner meetings. Most of those meetings have gone very well. And it's really helped us to nail down and firm up a prioritized sites inventory. And we're hopeful that we've got a good recommendation that we can provide to you at your next meeting and that we'll have some thoughtful discussion on how to best move forward with meeting.
Nate, to my knowledge, we have not had one property owner weigh in and tell us take their site, their property off of our draft sites inventory. Is that fair?
I would say that we've had at least one of the churches that's reached out and just said, we don't have any property, so which we recognized already, that said, hey, we don't have any space on our property, so we're not really interested. But it wasn't hostile or anything. They have limitations on their property.
Right.
Well, I got to imagine most of them are going to be happy, right? You're upzoning from maybe some use, different use to, you know, another use, depending on what zoning classification they get. But Commissioner Pease, it looks like you had your hand up. You're on mute. Oh, Commissioner Pease, you're on mute.
I'm talking to myself again. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Will the discussion on the RENA allocation, will that be as part of a regular Planning Commission meeting, or will that be a separately noticed meeting?
No, we're going to have a separate workshop.
Okay.
So you can get on your calendars. We're going to plan on a 5 p.m. start time for the workshop on July 14th.
Wow. 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. 5 p.m.
And the reason for having the separate meeting, due to COVID restrictions, were, and the council chamber still not being open yet, we have some limitations. We want to be able to provide as much flexibility to the public to be able to speak at this meeting. And there's a few more limitations that take place at the regular Planning Commission meetings currently because of COVID restrictions, and having a separate meeting allows us to utilize the maximum amount of flexibility for public participation, which necessitates a separate meeting.
Okay. I just need to check with my work calendar on the 5 p.m. start, but thanks for the heads up.
Yeah.
I have one question. Are we looking at putting together all kind of the sites that you guys are designating as one motion that's going to go to council in a draft form? Because one of the things is I feel like that the sites you bring, I feel like there's going to be a lot of sites that everyone, you know, would be supportive, but in that package, there's going to be certain sites that some commissioners are going to say, I 100% disagree with that. And so if you have, you know, hypothetically, I don't know exactly the number of sites, but if you have 20 sites, I mean, there could be, you know, 3 to 5 sites that the commissioners are completely against, you know, upzoning. So I don't know how I don't know if you guys have looked at how you're figuring out to identify exactly what sites that were, you know, supportive of, or if you're going to try to do it all in one motion and it's basically take all this or not. Any comments on that?
Mr. Chair, I could answer that. I think that it really is up to the commission. I mean, you guys are the decision makers on what you want to recommend to the planning or to the city council. So we're going to bring our best shot at what we think is a good draft site inventory based on everything that we've done, all the work that we've done to date with the public, with the planning commission, with council, with surveys, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If there are certain sites that the commission would like to single out as questionable or whatever, you can certainly raise those as sites for further discussion, and we can carve them out of the list by a straw vote before we actually take a formal vote. And what staff would do then is either just forward the list to the city council with those properties that were carved out by the planning commission, kind of set aside, but still present them to the council for their information. And I think that's how it would likely play out.
Okay. And then my only other comment is getting that kind of finalized list that you're thinking about, you know, I know we typically get it delivered Thursday, Friday. Obviously I would just say sooner the better. Which I don't know if you can do to public noticing or whatever, but just because I know one of the things is I'm going to, as before, I went and drove all the sites. I'm going to probably want to go back and on all the selection really drive the sites and really look at, you know, the proposed product that's being planned there and what sites. But I think this is in my opinion, this is probably going to be the biggest, you know, biggest decision we've, you know, in the last, you know, 3-4 years that we've made on planning commission on this. Potentially, you know, on a lot of these sites, it's making some pretty big changes to the city. So.
Yeah, and, you know, Mr. Chair, I would just highlight and emphasize once again for the record that this isn't something that the city is, you know, bringing forward with alacrity. This is the state law, and this is something that has been foisted upon the community. And our goal, our challenge with this has been to try to meet the state law as best we can and do the least amount of harm, I'll call it harm, to the existing look and feel of the community of Yorba Linda. So I hear what you're saying, and that has been in the forefront of our minds as we've been, you know, pouring through this, trying to come up with a strategy that we think is going to win approval from the community as well as from HCD. And I think that there still is a lot of flexibility, and nothing is cast in stone at this point. So, you know, this is just one more step in the process. So don't feel as though this is something that, you know, you're compelled to approve. There is absolutely some flexibility left in this. However, just keep in mind that if you start carving out too many properties, it's a bit more challenging for us to have enough sites in order to meet the RENA number that we've been dealt.
Yeah.
So it's a balancing act. And we're going to be bringing forward a discussion, and I don't want to get too much into it because it's not agendized.
Yeah.
We're going to be bringing forward a discussion for your input also on the zoning strategies that are available, the options for our 30 unit per acre sites. There's a bit of a unique situation that is tied to basically HCD's criteria for inclusion of those particular units in the 30 unit per acre sites for inclusion or for them to qualify for meeting the very low category. So we're going to bring back that discussion as well as part of our next meeting. So
okay.
Save that for then.
Yeah, thank you. I did. I just wanted to piggyback on your request to get this as early as possible. I, like you, would like to visit these sites, really get an eyes on again before we go to a vote. As you noted, this is a momentous vote for us, and it has a lot of import and impact on the city. So
sure.
Thank you.
Okay, then I think with that, we'll move to commissioner comments. Is there any additional comments from any of the commissioners? No, okay.
Commissioner Masterson, I do have one quick one. I think it was a year or so ago that we voted regarding the Orange County master plan of the bike paths. And I think it was that we relinquished maybe a bit of city property to the county so that that could happen. And I think it's a wonderful project. I did see some stuff on social media recently and then ended up talking with a resident down in the area of, what is that, Esperanza, Orangethorpe, or whatever that is, in the intersection with Fairland.
Yeah, I think Fairmont Connector, too.
Isn't it Fairmont where it connects to
La Palma.
Well, I'm thinking Esperanza and Fairland right now.
Okay.
And they've, I went down there to take a look at it, and there is a beautiful wide bike path that's been separated from the main thoroughfare on Esperanza. And, but what the hubbub was that I heard about, and I just wanted to put this out there so that maybe we could look into it and come back with something on it. But an OCTA bus travels that section of Esperanza. And when the bus is traveling westward on Esperanza, It used to have a bus stop at the eastern corner of Esperanza and Fairland, but now the bike path is there, so the bus can no longer stop there. So the bus stop has been moved to the west side corner. The challenge is on Esperanza or Ornstorf right there, it's only it's two lanes wide. And so now where the bus stop used to be, it was able to pull off the thoroughfare. So there were still two lanes of through traffic. But now that it's on the east side, when the bus stops, it constricts everything so that there's only one lane of westbound traffic. And for those people in that area, according to what I saw on social media and the one resident I talked to who lives in that area, it's really causing a lot of disruption and concern for safety, actually, because there's a lot of kids that go through that and with the bike path there and everything. So I just wanted to put it out there. I'm not sure how to quite make my request to you, Director Brantley, but I think at minimum, there should be maybe some discussion to relocate that bus stop so that the street is not constrict, you know, a big east-west thoroughfare is not constricted down to one lane.
The few I see you had your hand up, do you want
to? It's actually, sorry, this is Regina. So for that project in particular, the relocated bus stop is actually only temporary during construction. And after construction, it is supposed to move back to the east side of Fairland. It will be in front of the separated bike lane, but it did go through OCTA's approval for that location.
Thank you. Well, then I'm not quite sure I understood your solution because it still sounds problematic, but I have no argument with that, but I might suggest that the word get through that they at least put up a sign saying this is a temporary stop that will calm some comment.
Okay. Well, it's a county-led project, so we've been coordinating with them, the project manager on it, with a lot of the comments from city residents. So.
Oh, okay. That isn't the first time you've heard this. Okay, got it.
Mr. Chair, I might add that it may make sense for us to maybe put a message on our social media channels, just, you know, clarifying that that is a temporary situation related to the construction. So.
That's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, just to confirm, I don't believe you received any correspondence. And so with that, we will adjourn to the next scheduled planning commission meeting, July 14th. Oh, sorry, planning commission housing element workshop, July 14th, 2021 at 5 p.m. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.